Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come into God's presence again for meditation, activating our faith as we always do to begin this time with Him. We believe in you, Jesus. We believe that you're here with us and want to speak to us. We believe in your power, your love, your goodness, that you want to give all of that power, love, and goodness to me in this time of prayer. I hope in you. I hope in your resurrection, your victory over sin, your deep and abiding love for mankind and wanting to give us all good things. I hope in this time of prayer that you'll give me graces that I need. You'll enlighten my mind and strengthen my will, console my heart in the way that only you can. I love you, Lord, for this Easter season, for this period of victory and resurrection. I love you for your kindness in coming to my weakness, coming to my aid with your grace and giving me victory in you over sin. I thank you for all the blessings of my life. Thank you for the vocation you've given me, for the graces you've given me, for the challenges you permit me to go through in order to grow and love you more. And finally, I humble myself before you, knowing that I am a sinner in need of help, that I'm in need of your gifts and your kindness and your goodness. And so I come with no presumption, but just humility to ask and to beg your help in this time of prayer. And now turn my attention to the text that we have today. Read it and imagine myself there. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to me through these words. John 6:1-15. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. This word of Jesus speaks to me, first of all, in the context of large crowds that were following Jesus, but because he was performing signs on the sick. And Jesus continues to perform signs for them. He continues to feed them and heal them. It speaks to me of your compassion, Jesus. You're not fed up with us when we ask and come to you for blessing, for healing, for gifts. In fact, it seems that you enjoy providing for your children. providing for your followers, not just teaching, but also material, physical blessing. Sometimes, Jesus, I'm ashamed to ask for those physical blessings or for healings. I feel like sometimes I don't deserve it because perhaps my sin or my weakness or my repeated character flaws that pull me backwards, and think until I can get over some of these things, I'm not worthy of your blessing. But yet, Jesus, you want to bless. You enjoy blessing. It's a beautiful thing, and I want to meditate now and spend some time just thinking about your blessings, your kindness, your generosity, and how you love to give good things to your children. I love also, Jesus, how you have them sit down and recline and just collect what there is. You don't need your children to do amazing, fantastic, strenuous things in order for your kingdom to come. In fact, you want to establish your kingdom with your power by having us recline to some degree, to letting you be the protagonist. I know that doesn't mean for me, Lord, that I can't work at the areas of responsibility you've given to me in the mission, that I can be lazy and sit back and just watch you do miracles. But I also, it does mean that I shouldn't feel the weight that I have to establish your kingdom. I have to do certain things so that you can do what you need to do. All I need to do is respond in love to you, do my best, love souls, and let you do the rest. It's about you establish your kingdom, you multiplying the bread, you taking what little I have to offer and making it sufficient and beyond sufficient, abundant, more than is ever needed. And that's the third thing I could meditate on, Lord, is how you give in abundance. You don't give in scarcity. You don't give just a little. You don't just give enough to string the crowd along to keep following. You satisfy them. You give them more than enough. And Lord, you do the same for me. You're more than enough for me. Sometimes my heart wants to look at all that's missing or lacking or the challenges or crosses that I do have, the prayers that aren't answered. When in justice, there is so much that you are doing, you are giving, you are responding to. And that's where my heart should rest, because it's true. You are faithful and good and providing in so many ways. So I want to fill my heart with the good things that you are doing, to also fortify my faith, strengthen my convictions and my trust. Lord, as I think about this day and think about how I can carry this message into my day, I want to make a resolution now around the abundance that you want to give, about my attitude towards the work and collaboration I give in establishing your kingdom, and about how you want to bless me and do good things for me. So I formulate that resolution now and give you thanks for the way you are present in this meditation.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.